بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. You tune in to Youth Talk on Radio Islam International Medium Wave 1548 DSTV 826 and simulcast on Sirius FM 105.7. A very important topic that we're discussing today, something that has been around for a long time and something that will not go unless we learn to take our power back, unless we educate and empower our youth to be assertive, this problem will just escalate. Today, we are going to be talking about bullying, and we are saying, say no to bullying, take your power back. Now, as an educator, for many years, obviously, we've got to experience a lot of incidents of bullying. I mean, I specialize in foundation phase, so I teach a lot of young children, but obviously, we get to interact with the older children. And whether you're an educator that's designated to a particular class, that is not just, that class is just not your responsibility. Your responsibility are all the children in that school. You are responsible for their safety. And often, whether it may be in the classroom, whether it may be on the playground, whether it be during period change, whether going to another class, bullying does occur. Many types of bullying, many forms of bullying, bullying at home as well, which we will be discussing with my guest later. But what I just would like to emphasize, or just, you know, a reminder to our listeners out there, that if your child is a victim of bullying, it's very traumatizing for your child. First and foremost, definitely, it's very traumatizing for you. I mean, your expectation is that I send this child to this place to learn, to be happy, to make friends, and you wouldn't want your child to be intimidated by somebody, naturally. But then often, what happens is, obviously, we're going to be angry, we're going to be very upset, and we want to sometimes take matters into our own hands. And I need to remind you that there is protocol. Now, when I talk about bullying at schools, please remember when I say there is protocol. If your child comes to you and complains that he or she is being bullied, please notify the class teacher immediately. Please notify the class teacher. We cannot just go to the principal. There again, like I said, there is protocol. Notify the class teacher. Wait for feedback. Obviously, investigations will be carried out. Under no circumstances are you, as a parent whose child is a victim of bullying, under no circumstances are you allowed to come onto the school grounds and reprimand the bully. That is not allowed. That is a criminal offense. No child is allowed to be intimidated by another parent. So please, please remember that. Obviously, we get very emotional if our children are being bullied, but please, there are steps that we can follow. There's protocol that we need to follow. So please respect their parents for the safety of your own child and for the safety of everybody's children. But we're going to get into a very empowering discussion shortly, and at the end of the discussion, inshallah, we will be able to educate and empower parents, caregivers, and most importantly our learners, who are going to implement these steps that are going to be shared with them, where they can become assertive and take back their power. Just remember, when we talk about bullying, obviously we get very angry because it's a big problem, but the bully is very, very often, 9 out of 10 times, a victim of bullying himself. Somebody is bullying him or her. Now they are taking out that anger and frustration on somebody else. So we need to stop the cycle. We need to stop this pattern. And hopefully, inshallah, we can eradicate some sort of bullying in the community and in the environment. And hopefully we can help the bully as well. So I'm very honored to have my guest with me today. Someone who's very, very inspirational, someone very well known to our listeners. He is an action coach, he's an inspirational speaker, a TV and radio personality, and someone who's very, very actively involved in anti-bullying programs to educate and empower our youth at schools in Johannesburg and surrounding areas. So my guest with me is Brother Abdul Manak. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to Bibi Aisha and to all your listeners. May peace and blessings of Allah be on you. And just on that note, and on the topic you're talking about, when we greet each other as assalamu alaikum, we send peace, we send Allah's mercy and blessing on you. And that alone, our first greeting when we meet a fellow Muslim is on the topic that you're talking about, is, are we sending peace, are we sending mercy, or are we sending blessing? If we are, we are following Allah, we are following His Rasul, and we are authentic Muslims. If not, we are the opposite, and we will discuss that as we go on.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum to you and all the listeners, Bibi Aisha.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm so excited to have you on air with me. I know you've been doing a phenomenal job with your anti-bullying programs. I've actually got feedback from several educators at some of the schools you've visited. And we would like you to share the valuable information and the tools that you have that can help parents, caregivers, and most importantly, our listeners, our youth that are listening, to take back their power.
Yes, as you said, I've been to a few schools. We've just this week I was at Nurul Islam, where we were speaking to 200 of the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And we may think bullying is a situation with boys. It is present, as you said earlier in your topic, to all children in all schools, all races, all groups, all ages, all colors. It is present to everyone. It affects every person, no matter who you are. Somewhere along the line, you have been impacted, affected, and hurt. And I feel that this topic is quite serious and severe and needs attention.
It
so
is.
I've gone to schools, and inshallah, for the help of mercy and grace of Almighty, to create firstly awareness.
Mm-hmm.
What is bullying? Why bullying? And then how to react when you're bullying? And then action tools that inshallah will give the listeners as they listen to the program on how we can interact. Either
yes.
If our son's been bullying or he is a bully.
Yes. Also advice to parents if your child is the bully. Because, when we think of the parents, we think of the parents of the child who is a victim. But how would you handle situations, and we will discuss this, that if you are called to the school or to the madrasa and you are told that your son or your daughter is a bully, that is also something that we need to deal with and how we can offer parents support regarding that.
Yes, we can talk about it as the program goes on the role of a parent, a role of a teacher, a role of a brother and sister. And inshallah, listen closely, because inshallah, our topic is firstly to create an awareness with ourselves that we firstly do not interact differently with people. And secondly, inshallah, inspire the listeners who are listening to us and help them be more proactive, be more active and activate tools which we will give him, inshallah, in the course of the program.
Ameen, inshallah. So brother, please explain to us, how does bullying start at school and at home?
So firstly, the question you ask is, how does bullying start?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when there's an imbalance of power, firstly, in different formats, one, a physical format, if someone is physically bigger or smaller than the next person. Secondly, in his appearance, if he looks taller, shorter, smaller, bigger, in whatever capacity, or there's an imbalance in color, a difference in color, a person has a lighter shade of skin, some have a darker shade of skin, or he's from a different caste or culture or religion or faith.
Mm-hmm.
When someone are from different castes, classes, cultures, and maybe also in another aspect, and I'm looking at it as a broad aspect and trying to educate the viewers, listeners on a different aspect, and also on in different grades. So one is in a smaller grade or a higher grade,
yes,
high
yes.
school, smaller school. Also different height, also different genders, whether it's male or female. And also, which we a lot of us forget, is someone who has a disability.
Mm.
I call it an ability which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. He has less. Where we are blessed to have all of this. When there's any of this imbalances, deficiencies, shortages, that one sees that he has more of and thinks that he has more of because he has pride, arrogance, and all of this, he then interacts with the next being. And he then interacts with someone and then shows that he is better, shows that he is more stronger and feels that he is more superior, and he challenges the next being. So the first way is that's where bullying starts, when one has this imbalance in power of the other.
Mm-hmm. Or this perception of superiority.
Absolutely. And then when we have the first aspect where we discuss now is how does bullying start,
yes.
There are different aspects of bullying. So can we talk about the different aspects of the types of bullying that people will experience if they have any of those imbalances which you spoke about?
Yes, please, brother. Go ahead.
So, you know, and then you are at school, and I want you to engage with me and
mm-hmm.
maybe assist me in the, and then we can chat there the discussion, and inshallah, ask me hard questions, and
I will tell you how things that we as adults may look upon as frivolous when a child comes to complain, but you have no idea the impact it has on the child and the trauma it causes on a child. So that's also something that we need to make our listeners aware of.
I'm aware of the trauma because of this trauma, because of this feeling that I've seen firstly myself as a young boy being bullied,
mm-hmm.
realized the impact of it, felt hurt, felt sad, and at some stage in my life, went in the room, sat alone, and then just felt quiet, mm-hmm. felt I was not worthy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of kids out there that feel this. And they feel this only when they're impacted by the types of bullying.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, my beloved listeners, are listening out there, if you, my beloved listeners, are hearing us speak about this topic, which is close to my heart, and I'm sure close to your heart because you love your near ones, your dear ones, and your kids, be aware that you can make a difference. You know, the day I was in the room, sitting alone, and suddenly I looked in the mirror, and I looked at myself, and I felt I was not worthy. I was at the lowest point of my life. I felt just a low self-esteem, low confidence. Your kids may be in their room. You don't know what happened. And parents, later we're going to give you tools. So let me tell you, what are the aspects of bullying and the different types of bullying that children are impacted by? The first is called verbal bullying. So verbal bullying, I'm sure, Bibi Aisha, you and your school,
yes.
A different format. It firstly is when you insult each other, you name call each other, you laugh at each other, you break their heart, you use your tongue, which is the most delicate part of your body, which is the smallest bone, which has no flesh, but it can leave such an impact verbally that it can destroy your being. And if you think physical bullying is deadly and you hit someone, you know that pain can sometimes
mm-hmm.
go away, but the words that you say, just by saying you're ugly, you're stupid, you're not good enough, you're blacker than me, or anything you say that harms someone can destroy them. So the first aspect is verbal bullying. Do you get a lot of that in schools, Bibi Aisha?
We do. We do get a lot of teasing. Sometimes, like you say, you know, with the children that may be a bit taller, they would mock those that are shorter. Those that sometimes may be bigger in bulk, they would mock those that are but smaller. Sometimes also, you know, if they're doing a test, simple things like a test, or maybe they're playing outside, and if the one child, they maybe misses a goal while they're playing soccer, and then everyone gets together and mocks that child. And they have no idea that when they laugh and they taunt at the other child, what they're doing to this child.
Absolutely. And you know, there's a beautiful saying that comes to my mind. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me.
Mm.
I believe the saying is not true.
Absolutely.
Because I believe words can hurt you.
Yes.
And that is what we're talking about, verbal bullying. Parents, if you are listening out there, by you saying to your son, you know, that's not good enough, by you saying something negative to him, that experience he holds in and he takes to school, and he then envelopes it, and suddenly he feels that he's not worthy at home, and suddenly he comes to school and someone re-endorsed that, it becomes... let me give you an example of verbal bullying which comes to my mind this moment. Is that okay, Bibi?
Sure.
When I was a child, I recall, and a parent came to me, and we do a lot of coaching at Leaders of Today. We do programs at Leaders of Today on how to handle the situation.
Mm.
We also do these programs at schools on how to create awareness and then give parents the awareness and then give teachers also tools. So at your schools, please engage with us and let us connect so that we can interact with you or with your homes. And you know, I'm available on all social media platforms. You can contact me.
Brother,
and I'm
available
to speak to them.
Brother, we'll talk about that later, your contact details, but you're giving us this example of a parent that approached you.
Yes, there was a, he said, explain me the history of your child and tell me, he says, you know, he hates art.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at him and I said, how did it start? He said, can you recall? And she says, I don't remember, but he was at school and the teacher just didn't want to do art. So I slowly spoke to the parent and asked them the tough questions. Firstly, when was the first time your child drew? And she said, the mom said, I recall one day my boy came to me with a blank piece of paper and he drew on the paper a house. And when the mom came and she said, "What are you doing?" He said, "That looks so, that's terrible, my son. Is there a house? You can do better than that." And then suddenly, the mom was busy cooking food, and she came back, and she said, "What are you talking?" She said, "Then the next time, what she told the young boy was, you know, come, let's eat. Look, leave that rubbish. It's useless." And the boy told, he said, "Mommy, see how I did this?" And she didn't realize the impact she was causing. Later on, the dad came home, and the son was still in the room and trying to draw a better drawing. And he said, the mom said, "Go call your son. He's drawing something. Just call him. We can, and he must come and eat." And the, and the dad came in the room and saw the drawing and said, "Yes, this boy that you said, you know, I used to draw better than you, and you know, your brothers can draw better than you." The brother came in and he says, "Yes, daddy, look at it. It's rubbish. You can't even draw." The boy then believed he couldn't draw. So he went to the school, and the teacher asked all the kids at school, he gave a page, and he said, "Draw something." The boy didn't draw anything. And the teacher asked him, "Why aren't you drawing?" He says, "Ma'am, I hate drawing. I am not a good drawer, and I don't want the kids to laugh at me."
Oh,
and because he didn't draw, the kid laughed at him, and suddenly he believed he wasn't a artist.
Yeah, that's so sad, because he's already had this negative perception from home that his drawing was worth nothing. That is so sad. And we, like you said, we don't realize the words that we use and the impact that it creates. And it doesn't matter whether your child is 18, 21, or 5 or 4, the words that you say have an impact on your child.
Absolutely.
And even as educators, I must admit, as educators, we play a phenomenal role in our children's lives, and what we say to them, the way we praise them, the way we try to rectify their mistakes, the words that we use also have a negative or positive impact on them.
Absolutely. And that's what we talk about, verbal bullying. And the next is physical bullying. Physical bullying is where you hit someone, where you kick someone, where you hurt someone, where you use your physical hand in abusing someone. And that's the second form of bullying. Is where you use your physical structure, whether it be a ruler, whether taking a pen, throwing at someone, a stone. So this is where sticks and stones can break my bones. This is the impact of that. This is the impact. The second form of bullying is physical bullying. The third form of bullying, which is social exclusion. Social exclusion is where people are ignored in a group, where there's groups of people and someone comes and says, "Can I be part of the group?" And they leave him out, and he feels excluded. And when he feels excluded, he feels he's not good enough, he's not worthy, and there is social exclusion. He becomes emotionally traumatized that he's not good enough because he's been ignored. The fourth type of bullying is bullying through where Islam teaches and prohibits us of where rumors, where we gossip, where we say nasty things to the next being. By saying these nasty things, we are hurting each other, and then we carry tales and we hurt someone, and it destroys the being. The fourth also is very prevalent in schools, where you're probably aware of, is when kids bring lunch.
Yes.
And it's taken, it's snatched, it's stolen, money is stolen.
Yes.
And bigger kids are taken. And do you get a lot of that?
We do, and sometimes not always the bigger kids. Sometimes it can always be also be the smaller kids. You know, I need to also just clear that mindset about bullies, that bullies are always bigger and stronger. Sometimes you get the small ones or the smallish built ones that can have a very intimidating personality, and they actually taunt the ones that are older. You'd be surprised. But that's what happens as well.
Absolutely. And you know, it's that taunting. It's another form of where you threaten someone. They're being forced to do things. You tell them, "Do this." You know, sometimes kids come into university and they initiate it. Some leave so traumatized by this impact. And you know, when they are forced to cut their hair, when they are forced to do nasty things, that's another aspect, you know, which is very, very common in schools now in Indonesia, and many which I find, and I also found, which is another aspect of bullying, which is severe, and Islam forbids it completely. It's racial bullying.
Yes.
Racial bullying is traumatic. Racial bullying is when someone feels. When I talk of racial bullying, I mean it in four. I look at it as the big C. No matter what color you are, what caste you are, what creation you are, what country you come from, what city you come from, what community you come with, I look at the racial bullying as the big C. Any of those C's that you belong to. And most important, the biggest fee of all is a creation of this biggest fee, creator. If we, as the creation, hurt the next creation, you know, many of the books say, love thy neighbor. The prophet said something where he said that, you know, be better to the next person as do to him what you want for you. So if you hurt him and if you destroy him, will you do that to yourself? Will you love your neighbor that way? So it's those aspects of racial bullying, which is critical, critical, critical. We need to really look at it. And the next one, which is a different aspect of racial bullying, sexual bullying, mm-hmm. where boys and girls, husbands and wives, females and males interact differently and hurt each other. Mm-hmm. It's a higher stage of bullying.
Mm-hmm.
And the one which I do a lot at schools, which is a separate program to bullying, which you probably are very, very aware of, as in high school it becomes more, it's called cyberbullying.
Yes, yes. Very big problem. Very big problem that's in among the youth today, definitely. Brother, we're going to take an ad break, and we return from the ad break. Inshallah, we're going to talk more about cyberbullying and the signs the parents should be looking out for, as well as the tools that we can give to our listeners. We also invite our listeners to call us on 011-854-1548. You're welcome to share your views, your comments, your experiences, and we're looking forward to engaging with you, inshallah. So we will return shortly after the break, inshallah.
Prepare for Ramadan with
Mom International, setting the standard for tomorrow's leaders.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And you're back with me, Bibi Aisha Leigh, on Youth Talk. Today we're talking about say no to bullying, take your power back. And my guest with me is Brother Abdul Manak. And just before the ad break, we spoke about types of bullying. We just touched on cyberbullying and we broke for an ad. Brother, if you could just tell us a bit more about cyberbullying so parents are aware of what that is exactly.
Absolutely. Cyberbullying is regarding social media, it's regarding internet, it's regarding when you have data on your Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
It is a digital technology. It is a new digital technology that's come around where we, as in the same way as what I spoke about earlier, when we have this imbalances in power, and sometimes where we don't want to say something face to face to someone.
Mm.
We now say something in a capacity where we can, behind closed curtains, behind our room, behind our phone, we now interact with people, because in their face we can't say them directly how we feel about
yes.
them. And you know, that communication is now gone into cyberbullying, which is through different forms of social media, WhatsApp, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Messenger, text messages, instant messages, posting something, taking a picture and posting, where suddenly everything is hashtag. That if you see someone looking in a bad position or doing something and accidentally doing something or falling, you take a picture and you put some icons on them and you make it look even funnier and you say hashtag stupid, hashtag fell down, hashtag slip, hashtag ugly, hashtag useless, hashtag failed, and they insult you. And others who watch this on social media, the moment they like it, are part of that cyberbullying fraternity and that group.
Exactly.
So it is, cyberbullying is where messages are sent to someone where you cannot face them face to face. You now send them from behind your phones and you say hashtag this and you put a picture of them. You know, a story comes to my mind where John and Jack were at school. John loved taking pictures of everything. One day in matric, Jack was in matric, and while Jack was in matric, he was very nervous. And before just writing a test paper in matric, and it happened about 2 years ago at the school, he saw Jack taking a tablet, putting it in his mouth, and this boy took a picture and he put hashtag drugs. Immediately, the boy was expelled. Parents found out that the boy doesn't take drugs after a doctor's investigation. And to cut a small story short, the boy was back reinstated, and the other boy was just, he asked him how he just made assumptions and he stopped he was expelled from school because of that.
Yes.
So
they don't realize the damage that has been done.
Character.
Yes, yes. Devin's character assassination, they don't realize the damage that has been done. But inshallah, I hope to be doing a show fully, you know, on cyberbullying soon, inshallah. We're going to get into that fully. So, because, I mean, that is a terrible, terrible form of bullying that is also
absolutely
causing a lot of problems in many homes. But if you can just take us through, you know, if a child is being bullied, you know, what should that child do? Because a lot of times, you know, because the child is so traumatized or maybe embarrassed, he or she keeps quiet. And the important thing is speak up, get help. So if you could just, you know, just share with us what a child should do if he or she is a victim of being bullied.
So firstly, if you're at school, and you mentioned earlier a beautiful tool, go to your teacher.
Yeah.
I even go further than that. Sometimes we're afraid of the teacher because the teacher is the bully.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we have to go, the child must go to his friend. And if his, and let his friend tell him. So it's important that firstly your voice must be heard. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he who amongst you sees something evil should modify it with help of a hand firstly. If not strength enough to do that, he should then modify with his tongue, to say it to someone with a tongue. And if not with the strength and he doesn't have the words to say it, he must at least pray for the person or feel it in his heart that something wrong is happening. So share that information. It is critical.
Mm.
And our Nabi says this, who better that we can follow is our Nabi. And an example of him is, he says, share the information. So my beloved children out there, parents out there, watch your children. And how do you watch your children? When you are at home sometimes, notice the differences. Was your child, is your child more quiet? Is he sitting alone? Is he isolating himself? Is he suddenly being snappy? Is he moody? Is he different? You know, notice these behavior patterns. Also, it is critical as parents, know your friends, know who they go with,
yes,
what they do,
yes,
what they have with lunch, who they have lunch with. Notice what is their role, where they are at school, where they, what they do, and how they do these things. Notice their behavior patterns. Notice their confidence level. Notice their self-esteem. Are they looking at you when they're speaking where they used to, or are they looking down? Are they sitting alone? When you notice these signs, immediately interact with them. Talk to them. You know what they need? They need you, your love, your understanding, your time. Just go to them and say, my son, what's wrong? And they say nothing. Start asking questions like, what do you do at school? Do you like school? And they say no, immediately you know there's a challenge. Do you have friends? They say no, I have no friends. Ask these questions. Don't say, are you okay? You know what we as parents do? As soon as a challenge happens, when our child comes home to us and says, Mom, I've been bullied, the parent goes to the principal, outroars immediately. Firstly, this is your child. Start working with him. Yes, take the necessary steps, whatever needs to be done, and the school will do that because the symptoms are very strong at school.
Yes, definitely.
You as a parent, I'm talking to you and your role. What you can do, my beloved parents, show more love. You know, bullying is deliberate. It's a hurtful behavior. It can take place anywhere. It can even take place at home. You know, be careful. So what we can do, you know, what we can do is, how do we identify our children and how do we change our children? What we can do to empower our children? One, encourage your child. Say positive things to him. Say good things to him. Because the things you say to him can either impact him or influence him in whatever way. So, you know, Bibi Aisha, what I would like a tool I can give is, a lot of people that are kids that are bullied, you can notice them by the following aspect, and I look at it as a negative A, B, C, D, and I mentioned this sometime to you, and I'm going to share some of that when you are a bully, you feel all of these things here, or when you are feeling down and lack of confidence, and I'm going to show you how to move to the positive side of it. Is that okay?
Yes, please do that. Please share
so
that with us.
The negative A is, you become negative A, you become angry. You're angry with people around you.
Mm-hmm.
You make assumptions. When you're angry with yourself that you are being bullied, or you're angry that you pick out on someone.
Mm-hmm.
So you interact with someone badly. So either it's a two-way, it's internally or outwardly. Internally, you become angry with yourself, you go quiet, you go self, or outwardly you express your anger by hurting someone even further.
Yeah.
You do B. When someone says to you something, you do not do the positive V. The positive V is believe that you're good enough. Positive V is you're worthy. You do the negative V, which is blame. You blame yourself that you're not worthy. You blame the country, the society, people, cultures, experiences, everything that happens to you. You blame the situation and you take it on onus on yourself that you are not worthy, and you drop your low esteem.
Yes.
So the second B is blame. The C is you then, when you meet your friends, you complain.
Mm.
You complain to them. You know, life is dead. You criticize them and yourself. You say you're not worthy. I'm not beautiful. Someone tells you you're ugly. Yes, I'm ugly. So you complain, I'm ugly. I don't look nice. So you got no, the positive C is confidence. You have negative C, you complain. You feel D. D is you feel depressed. You die inside you. You don't feel like you deserve it. Your life, it's like you divorce yourself from your personality. You do that. You feel E. You feel emotional. And you know, emotional comes from ego.
Yes.
You're only listening to Satan. You're listening to the negative thing that he's telling you. He's telling you you're not good enough. He wants you to be down. He wants you to be out. Stand up. You know, a beautiful tool you can release. Affirm it by saying you're not. Our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us a beautiful tool. When we wake up in the morning, look in the mirror. Allahumma anta hasanta khalqi fa hasin khuluqi. Oh Allah, like you made my character beautiful inwardly and outwardly, make my character. Something like that. So it is an affirmation to say that you are worthy.
Mm.
Look in the mirror and say this to yourself, because you are worthy. You have beautiful input, carefully Allah has made you, and you ask Allah, oh Allah, make my character, and then portray it. You know, show yourself that you distance yourself from that ego. You feel F. You feel like a failure. You feel fear. You fail in everything you do, and you fear. In your life, you do G. You give up. And then H happens. You have no hope in life. And you know what? You then destroy your life. And you destroy everyone else around you, and you destroy your family. So parents, when you see these signs of your children, be aware. Don't allow them to do the replay this, rewind this, recycle this. Don't allow them to give you reasons. Do the other thing. Take responsibility.
Yes.
Restart. Revive. Recreate. You know, our Quran says after every challenge there is relieve. Relieve yourself. Start again. And how do you do that? Do A. Become A aware. Evaluate your partner, evaluate your child out of 0 out of 10. See where he is. Be now A, accountable to that. Know that he is that, now do A. Take action. The correct action that, you know what, my child is challenged, accept, admit, and now take the action.
Yeah.
A journey of 1,000 miles starts with one word.
Step and one word, definitely.
One word. The one word is, say to them, I love you. If you hurt someone, say to them, I'm sorry. If you did something wrong, that word can change everything. Then what will happen? When you take that action, B happens. You no more blame. You are now, you believe in yourself.
Mm.
You believe you're beautiful. You believe you are brave. You believe you're bold. And when that happens, your belief system changes. From that moment, you will have B, barakah in your life.
Yes.
You'll have a better life. C will come into your life. You have this choice to choose a positive or negative. You can choose, my beloved children. You can choose, my beloved parents. Be that person who makes and have the courage to contact your children. Have to see the courage to face them. D will happen. You will now have the dream children. There will be the C, the coolness to your eyes. There will be the D. They will go in the direction of being. They will no more follow dunya. They will change, and they will have that akhlaq, that character that will give them E, enlightenment, enjoy life, and you will feel F, fulfilled, and G, they will love in gratitude.
Shalom.
They will now live in a life of shukr, and no more of sadness, and you will live in gratitude. You turn to God Almighty, our Lord Most High, the Most Merciful. We turn to Him, we pray to Him, we believe He has created us as beautiful children with beautiful qualities. We then have H, we have hope, a different kind of hope. Hope that we can be a change. We can be the change agent. We can be the change ambassador. So parents, the tool is simple. take action.
Definitely.
Evaluate your children. Notice how their behavior patterns. And then suddenly believe you have a role to play. It's not onto everyone else. It starts with me. Look at yourself in the mirror. Am I taking action? Look at your life and your children's life. Are you spending time with them? It's not the presence of gifts.
Mm-hmm.
It's the presence of your time.
Of your time, definitely. Because, and I just want to share as well, you know, with the younger children, you know, it's obviously they're still very young, they're still quite immature because of their age. You know, grade ones, grade twos, grade threes, even grade R's, you know, nursery school children who are also victims of bullying. And for them, you know, we often, you know, educate them to become assertive through role play. And, you know, we would give them an example like, listen, somebody, mommy gave you your favorite chocolate or daddy gave you, you know, a fruit that you like and somebody took it away from you and how would you feel? And obviously they would say, you know, they're very unhappy because this person's bullying them and taking their things away. And we teach them how to be assertive and take their power back, because especially for young children, they would become, you know, they would have children that want to overpower them often, and we can't always have mommy and daddy coming to school to fight their battles for them, because then this child is going to grow up thinking that, you know what, I don't need to be responsible. I don't need to be empowered. I always have my backstop. I got mommy and daddy there all the time. It's not also very good. So there's, you know, with younger children also, there's that balance. Teach your children to be assertive. And if a child who's very young, who's assertive and will stand up and say, hey, that is mine, or give that back to me, or I am not what you said I am, and comes and reports it to the teacher or the mulema or the ustad, you know, that child's taken his or her power back.
Absolutely. You know, the key aspect is speak to your children.
Yes.
Tell them they're beautiful. Tell them they're awesome. Tell them, you know, use encouraging words rather than hurtful words. The one encouraging word, if you tell them they're beautiful, they will believe they're beautiful, they will reaffirm they're beautiful, and they will start doing beautiful things. You know, bullying is such a critical aspect. Even the Quran, I mentioned about Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Quran talks about something to this effect in, Allah does not like oppressors. O you who believe, do not defame one another, insult one another, or by nicknames or in any other form. The Quran also talks about it. Our faith talks about it. Our country, in its Freedom Charter, talks about it. Everywhere it is. So the question is, knowing that bullying is right, but the key effect is, if you are listening, my beloved listeners, if you are aware, if you are a parent, if you are a teacher, you are a student, you're a boy, you're a girl, whoever you are, you have the power to firstly believe you are worthy. If you accept, you know, when someone tells you something, know that you're not. You know, someone tells me, and you know, here's a beautiful example we can use, Bibi Aisha.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me something negative about myself. So I can either accept it or not. So let's say, Abdul, you are stupid. This is what happens. So let's do a quick example.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me something as a bully. Now, there's two ways I can react. So let's just test this, Bibi Aisha, as a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You're a student explaining to me as a parent, and I said, give me an example, and let me and you role play.
Okay.
So tell me something as a bully. So you're going to bully me. Tell me something.
You're stupid.
So I would say, as a kid who feels imbalanced, I would say to you, you're more stupid. You are even more stupid than what I am. You know what? Your hair is funny. What are you going to say to me now, Bibi Aisha?
Well, if I'm the adult and there's a child telling me that, I'm going to be offended because there's a child backchatting me.
Now, okay, as kids, let's play
role kids. Play. Okay, if you say if my hair is funny, then I'll say, okay, your shoes are funny.
I would then say, you know what? You like this. What will happen then? What you persist will resist, or what you so keep going at each other.
Exactly.
So we will keep pushing each other. What will happen to me and you, Bibi?
Eventually, we're going to get so tired, we're not going to get anywhere until one of us gives up, walks away, and says, I don't need this anymore.
No. Actually, the truth is, currently, we are in such a state of ego, because when someone tells us, we haven't got the humbleness of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why it is apparent. Because what we will do, we will push, 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 and then we will have a fight. It will become worse.
Mm.
And suddenly it goes out of proportion and parents get involved.
That's true.
Key step is, when someone, so now tell me again, so this is role playing, a positive way.
Brother, we have two more minutes before we end off our program. So we're just going to have to round up very quickly.
Okay.
Okay. So let's just do this role play very quickly.
So quickly, a positive way is, now if you tell me in a positive, that's a negative aspect, and suddenly it will continue. A positive way is, now tell me I am stupid.
You are stupid.
Thank you, Bibi Aisha. I know I'm not. I'm a beautiful creation of Almighty Allah. And if you keep saying, eventually you'll get tired of me. So I do not accept what you say. The best tool is, do not accept what people are telling you, because you are worthy. Mm. Allah has made you beautiful, and that is who you are. So the more you tell me I'm not, I just say, in my heart, I am not. I walk away. Who will be happy in this role play, Bibi Aisha?
Obviously, you'd be happy, because I think at the first comment where I would have insulted you and you said something positive, you already took me off my trail of thought, and I'm like, oh, what do I do now? Because obviously, in my mind, I'm already thinking of a whole lot of negative words to tell you, and you've just said one positive one, and it just showed me already. I don't believe what you said about me, and me as the bully, as the perpetrator, that will just, I would freeze.
The thing is, you know why I wouldn't feel, you know why I would feel happy? Because of my purpose in life.
Definitely.
I want to please my Creator.
Definitely.
I want my Allah to be happy to me. I'm going to be answered by Allah. So what I do then, I walk away.
Yes.
Because I want to please Almighty Allah. So firstly, if I please Allah, my Allah is happy with me. I am now fulfilling my purpose in life. I am recognizing I have a Lord. I am worshipping my Lord by loving thy neighbor. I am interacting in an authentic way. I am following the greeting when I say assalamu alaikum to him as we started. I am sending peace to you. I am sending mercy, and I am sending blessing. If I react, I am sending peace into misery. I am sending mercy into wrath. I am sending blessing into a Satan way of wrath. So,
brother, we need to round off. Unfortunately, maaf, Brother Abdul, we have to round off. I have like 10 seconds. So, like you said, peace. Can you just quickly, inshallah, we're going to thank you for your time and the valuable tools that you've shared with us. We definitely will have you back in studio with us again, inshallah, and you know, continue doing the amazing work that you're doing in empowering our youth, inshallah.
No, it comes from Almighty Allah. Shukr for the opportunity.
Ameen.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire the viewers to be positive, believe in the authentic, and remember in the morning, read Allahumma anta sintra khalki fa asin khuluki, that you have beautiful character inwardly and outwardly. May Allah inspire all the listeners.
Ameen.
Contact us and reach us, inshallah, and we can assist you in this serious topic.
Ameen. Jazakumallahu khairan to my beloved listeners. Inshallah, we connect again next week. Remember us in your du'as. From myself and Hafiz Hanzala, who is my engineer, Jazakumallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.